Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brooklyn. Yesterday, we started talking about staying rational through fear, and I shared with you a story about what happened to me when I got lost in the woods at Vail and nearly died out there. One of the things that I'm convinced saved me in that situation is the idea of knowingness. If you have a sense of knowingness in a given situation, what it does is it instills confidence in you. And what we know is that confidence and fear rarely exist simultaneously. So recently I did some work with a colleague of mine, and it was really around public speaking. Now, this guy is absolutely brilliant. He's an expert on the topic that he was going to deliver on. He just had this intense fear. He really lacked confidence in himself, despite the fact that he was very successful, despite the fact that he was as brilliant as he was. He just lacked that confidence. And so when working with him, I was able to bring him to understand that he knew his topic better than anyone else. And I don't mean just anyone else, you know, at the organization. I mean, it was really maybe anyone in the world. And there was nobody that he could be in front of in the room that could pose a question relating to his topic that he couldn't answer. So his acceptance of this, once we got through the work we were doing, was a tremendous confidence builder for him, right? He realized he's the person that knows more about the topic than anyone. When you realize that there's nobody that can stump you, that there's nobody that can make you look foolish in front of a large group of people, you start to realize what is the worst case scenario. And that's something that we really need to think about. As you approach situations, you think about what is the worst case scenario, and especially when it comes to public speaking. Okay, so maybe you forget where you're going or something bad happens on stage, but that's not a life or death experience. It's a humiliating experience, and in the worst case, it's not a wonderful thing. But if you're up in front of a group, nobody's going to hold a gun to your head. And the reality of it is the people in the audience typically want you to do well. There's nothing more painful than seeing a speaker on stage just fall apart. And I've seen it happen a few times in my life, and it's never pleasant to see it. And nobody in the audience is pulling for that. But getting back to the point here is simply that if you have this sense of knowingness, with knowingness comes confidence, right? And with confidence, you start to lose the fear. The fear falls away because you know you have the ability to deliver what it is that you need to deliver. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link. It's joelbrookman.com, and just suggest that they subscribe. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about how preparation helps in feeding your knowingness. But for today, just remember, if you have a sense of knowingness for a given situation, it instills confidence, and confidence and fear rarely exist simultaneously.